We're holding the Vav Amud Beis, seven lines from the bottom. Omar Mar. Aval Yamu Bikov Istavnis, Vahakarmelis, Einon Leukishus Yochid Veleukishus Rabin. Something like a Carmelis, which is neither Rishus Yochid nor Rishus Rabin, it has the, it's in between. So it's a Rishus Rabbonim that they ask it to carry from there to Rishus Rabin, and from there to Rishus Yochid. Zakti Gemara, Ubika, Eina Leukishus Yochid, Veleukishus Rabin, a Bika, which means an open valley. An open valley is neither Rishus HaYochid nor Rishus HaRabim. After all, V'atnan, we learned in the Mishnah, Behedya states, HaBiko, this open valley, B'yemoysachamo, in the summertime, people are not Zerei Azroim. People don't plant. It's ready after they harvest. In the summer, it's not a time you plant. But in the summer, the Biko, B'yemoysachamo, is a Rishus HaYochid when it comes to Shabbos. That means, because since in the summertime, it's a Rishus HaYochid because it's not a place that most people go through. There's a road that's traveled on. You don't veer off the road and go into the field. And that's why the Bika, even though people might occasionally go through it, but Hilchus Shabbos, even though it doesn't have a chitzis, but we doubt it like Rishus HaYochid. We doubt it like Rishus HaYochid. Because not the rabbim don't travel there. Ushus rabbim letumo. When it comes to tumo, the halach is by sofek tumo b'shus rabbim misveiko is tor. We learn that from soita. Just like soita is a mokum stira, so there has to be dafka in a place that is secluded to be sofek tumo, to be considered tome. So when it comes to tumo, a bika, something found in a bika, it's a sofek tumo, we consider it tor. It's not considered in a Rishus HaYochid. What's the reason? After all, we just said that it's a Rishus HaYochid, people don't veer off. So Rashi explains, because all you need is a few people to go there. Sometimes you have people go there occasionally. So with Indian Shabbos, is not enough to make it in Rishus HaRabim. Hilchus Rishus HaRabim. But when it comes to Tumah, it has to be secluded. Makom Stira. So once it's a Sveika, once it's not a Makom Stira, so Lagabi Hilchus Tumah, it's already Sveika, it's tar. Has to be a mokum that's secluded, mokum stira, tmei, lebaila misafik mikanatan on the sheret. So all other sveikas in Rishus Rabim are considered tar. So that's the gabi moisa chama, where there is no zroim, where we consider it Rishus HaYochid, even though there's no zroim when it comes to Shabbos. Be moisa kshomim, when people plant, then nobody goes there. Then Rishus HaYochid lekano lekan, meaning for either way it's Rishus HaYochid. Lekacho lekacho lekano lekan. Either way it's Rishus HaYochid because it's Zrua. So nobody goes there. So man, even when it comes to Tumah, it's considered a makom that's secluded because nobody dare walk on someone else's Zroim that are planted. But Al Kaponim, what do we see over here? We see clearly that it's Rishus HaYochid lekano lekan. We see it's Rishus HaYochid. So how could you say that a Bika is a Carmelis? Here it says clearly it's Rishus HaYochid lekano lekan. Enter the Gemara. Zog the Gemara. Oma Ula, Lo'olam Carmelisi. Ulam says, Lo'olam, it's a Carmelis. We had a Kasha. Shteit Bika is a Carmelis. And here it says, it's Rishus HaYochid lekano lekan. Or even in Moisach Hamer, it's Rishus HaYochid leShabbos, but upon him, it's for sure Rishus HaYochid lekano lekan in Moisach Shomim. So how do you say it's a Carmelis? Really, it's a Carmelis. V'amai kol Rishus HaYochid lefishen Rishus Rabim. When we said in the Mishnah that it's called a Rishus HaYochid lekano lekan, it just means to say that it's not a Rishus HaRabim. We came lafuke Rishus HaRabim, but lo'olam it's a Carmelis. We were medactic in our words, and we said and we called it a Rishus HaYochid when we meant to say that it's not a Rishus HaRabim. That's all we meant to say. But is it a Carmelis? Yes, lo'olam it's a Carmelis. That means if someone is in that area and he throws into it. Or you forget, he's standing in an area and he throws into it. He's not going to be chayev because you're not chayev when you throw into a carmelis. It's just rabbonon. Mishus yochel, mishus ram yechayev. Mishus yochel, carmelis, you're not chayev. Sagt Rashi, Lodem Karmelis, was Zerg Mishus Ramle Techen Chayv, ihr Zerg von Mishus Ramim to it, it's like Zerg von Mishus Ramim to Karmelis. Lodem Inat Chayv. Sagt die Gemorgen, that's the first test. So Ulis Teretz is, Lo Oilom, Ebika, and all these things mentioned, and the Yam, and his Tavnes, are all Karmelis. Aye, it says clearly, Bika is a Rishus HaYochid, it just means it's not a Rishus HaRabim. It says Rishus HaYochid L'Shabbos that we treat it like Rishus HaYochid L'Shabbos. It doesn't say anywhere Yechayev. It doesn't say we're Chayev. Rishus HaYochid L'Shabbos means that we don't consider Rishus HaRabim if you're allowed to carry in there. You're allowed to carry in there. Fakert. If it will be a Rishus HaRabim, you're not allowed to be Mavir Dalai Lama's in there. We're saying it's Rishus Yochid. All we meant to say is not a Rishus HaRabim. You're allowed to carry there. Now, Midrabonon, maybe you can't. What we meant to say, you're not going to be Chayiv if you carry there. Rishus Yochid L'Shabbos, you're not going to be Chayiv if you carry there. People don't go there. It's not a Rishus HaRabim. Is it awesome Midrabonon? Of course it's awesome Midrabonon. It's not Mukam Mechitz. It's not a regular Rishus Yochid. It's a Karmelis. Well, Rabbanon considered it a Karmelis. But when we said Rishus Yochid L'Shabbos, that means that you're allowed to carry there and you're not going to be Chayiv Chatos. But Avada Rabbanon asked it at the end of the day. We meant Lafuke Rishus Rabbim. Don't look at it like Rishus Rabbim that you can't be Mavid Dalai Lamas. It's not. People don't veer off the road. So, Mel, it's for Hilchus Shabbos, you're not going to be Chayiv Chatos. It's Rishus Yochid. It's not Rishus Rabbim. Is it us at the end of the day? Of course. Rabbanon said it's a Karmelis. Rav Ashi Omar, Rav Zayin Omar Aleph, the Tzveta Teretz, Rav Ashi argued on Ula. Rav Ashi Omar, could go into Islam Mechitzes. We're talking about that this Bika has Mechitzes. When we said it's Rishus HaYochid, it's a very specific case. It's a Bika with Mechitzes. A regular Bika is Taka Karmelis. But a Bika with Mechitzes is Taka different. So what are we coming to tell you? What's the chiddush? If it's mechitzas, so of course it's Rishus HaYochid. So Gemara v'chihod omar ulam Rabbi Yochanan. It's coming to tell us the chiddush of ulam Rabbi Yochanan that said a karf of yosem mebeis asayim. A karf means an open area that's not cultivated, an open wild area. A karf of yosem mebeis asayim. It's greater than a beis asayim. A beis asayim as far as 50 amma. So asayim is 100. So it's 5,000 square amma. So base asayim shloi hukaf ledira. That is not a hukaf ledira. That means you made mechitzas, but you did not make mechitzas around any living quarters. This karfif is very negated to erevin, because if you have an open area that's a karfif in a place that you're making an erev, so it has a din of not a simple place that you can be marav. So karfif that yosem beis asayim shle hukav ledira. Since the mechitzas were not meant for diurin, there was no dira at the time when you made those fences. Afilu, not just a karfif, not just beis asayim. I mean, vafilu kur vafilu kurayim. Even if it's a kur or beis asayim, a kur is 30 so. Even a kuran or afilu kurayim hazoyrek letoicha is chayev. If someone throws into it, he's going to be chayev. Even though it's hukaf, but since it's not hukaf ledira, we consider it that you're throwing. Even though it's not hukaf ledira, even though it's not fenced in for living purposes, for diurin,
you can't carry Dalaramas inside.
Midrabonon, you can't carry inside it. So with the rice, it's still a Rishus HaYochid, because the Maisa took over the diurin. The rice's din of being Mukha Mechitzas is considered a derisa dikar Rishus HaYochid, even though it's so large and there's no inhabitants and it's not diurin, but the Maisa took over Mechitzas. That makes it midrisa Rishus HaYochid. And that's what Rav Ashi explains. Avadim et Rabbonon is a Karmelis. Rabbonon said, no, you can't carry in here. In a Karmelis, you can't carry. In Rabbonon, you can't carry in a Karmelis. But mid Raisa, it's Rishus HaYochid. So that's a Chiddush. That we're talking about the Islam Mechitzas, mid Raisa, it's Rishus HaYochid. And when we said Rishus HaYochid, L'Shabbos, it means the Raisa, the Kedin. Is it mid Rabbonon a Karmelis? Yeah. But mid Raisa, it's Taka Rishus HaYochid. My time, mechitzi. Ella she mechuser as the urin. All is it's lacking as the urin. But the oilam, it's mechitzes. Midrabonah, it's also letaltel. Aye, it says in the Brayse, Rishus Rabim letuma. How do you explain that? Midrabonah, it's Rishus Yochim, we said. And we said Midrabonah, it's a kamelis. So how does suddenly Rishus Rabim letuma? And that Rashi says, people going in and out, so it's not going to be considered a mokum stira. So it's Rishus Ram legabe tuma. That's taka correct. Zok the Gemara. Bishlam Rav Ashi lo Omar Kedulus. We have two terutzim. We have a brayser that says clearly that bika is a kamelis. We have a mishnah that says that bika is a shusay yochid. So Ula said, Lo'olam, it's a kamelis. When we said Rishus Yochid, it just meant Lafuke, that it's not a Rishus Rabim. But really, it's Rishus Yochid. Rav Ashi says, it's taka Rishus Yochid Midaraisa. Why? Because it's Mukha Mechitzas. What kind of Mechitzas? Even Mechitzas, Shalhuk of Ladira, even Kuruk Rayim. Midaraponon, it's taka kamelis. But Midaraisa, it's taka Rishus Yochid. Or Rishus Rabim, when it comes to Tumah, a special din, good people go in there, even occasionally. So now the Gemara has these two terutzim in Bishlam, Rav Ashi, Lo'olam, Kedula. Rav Ashi that said the teretz. That it's Mukha Mechitzas. He didn't want to say like Ula, because he found Ula to be a very Dochik de Geteretz. To say that La'olam, it's a Carmelis, and it's called the Rishus HaYochid, because he just didn't want to, he wanted to mean La'fukim Rishus HaRabim, that's very Dochik. I'm calling it Rishus HaYochid, but really it's Carmelis. It's Carmelis. Why did I say Rishus HaYochid? Because not Rishus HaRabim. So that makes sense why Rav Ashi didn't say like Ula. Zog Gemara. The Gemara is a bomb kashi. If you look at Rav Ashi's teretz, Rav Ashi is saying this din in the name of Ula. Ula himself is the one that says this din of karf of yosemi beis asayim shluk of ladira even a kur karayim is considered rishus yochid midaraisa. It's mechitzas, just lacking the urin. So why didn't Rav Ula say like his own Shmaitzer? Rav Ula is the one that says this statement in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So why do you have to say, Lo'olam, it's a Carmelis, it's called Rishus HaYochid, Lafuk Rishus Rabim? Let him say, like Rav Ashi answered, which is Ula B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, that Kafi Yosef B'Shem is Rishus HaYochid. And let him say, that's why it's Rishus HaYochid. Drabon, it's a Carmelis, but Midrash says Rishus HaYochid. Zog the Gemara, Omaloch. So he answers as follows, Ida Islam Mechitzas, if it has Mechitzas, so Bika Korilo. It says in the Braisa, it says in the Mishnah, Biko. Ha Biko b'moizacham Rishus HaYochid l'Shabbos. If we're talking about real mechitzas, then it won't be called in the Braisa Rishus HaYochid. That's why Ula is not noches to say, even though l'shitosei b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, and he said, that kar from Yosef b'ez HaSayim is Rishus HaYochid. But the Braisa, the Mishnah is not mashmet, it's talking about that type of karfif. Because it says clearly, Habika b'moizacham Rishus HaYochid. It's called Rishus HaYochid. So he's not noches to say, it's called a biko. Meaning, if it has proper mechitzas, why are you calling it a biko? Karfafi. It should have been called a karfaf, not a biko. Let's say karfaf. It says biko b'shmimay zechama. It should have said karfaf, which means this large area, even though it's so large, that's hukav, is considered Rishus HaYochid. That's my shita b'shem Rabbi Yochanan taka. But it says in the braisa, it says biko. It doesn't say karfaf. So it's not mashma that we're talking about that kind of case. The Rav Ashi that says that it is talking about a kafir that's with mukav mechitzas. So Zokter Rishus Yochid Katoni. At the end of the day, it says Rishus HaYochid. It's taka Rishus HaYochid because kafir that's hukav ledira, even though it's not hukav ledira, it's mukav mechitzas, is a Rishus HaYochid. So taka says Rishus HaYochid. So Meila taka makes sense. I'd rather not say Ulus Teretz that says the oilam it's a kamelis and it's called Rishus HaYochid. Lafuk Rishus Rabim. No, it says Rishus HaYochid and it's taka Rishus HaYochid. The way I answer. I answered that it's taka talking about that it's mukav mechitzas, even if it's not mukav l'diurin. So that's why lemais rishus kani. Yes, it says biko. It doesn't say karfif, but it says rishus hayochid, and it's taka rishus yochid the way I explain.
Rashi says it means to say that rishus yochid's mashmit's not a karmelis. A karmelis is coming. That's what he's explaining now. That
right.
It's a rishus yochid. How can you say that's called a karmelis?
Right. Right.
He's explaining his
shita. Right. Zog the Gemara v'hakarmelis. The next Rishus that we said was a Carmelis. And what did we use in an example? Habik, we enumerated Yam, Biko, Istavnes, Vakarmelis. If these are a Carmelis, it's very interesting to call a Carmelis. You know what a Carmelis is? A Carmelis. Bishlam, if you tell me a Yam is a Carmelis, Kiretzum Zach. What's a kamelis? A kamelis is a kamelis. Okay, that's obviously what it is. So, fact the Gemara, the kamelis, otu kula nami laf kamelis ninu. They're all kamelis. So, what are you saying that it's a kamelis? Zok demal ki osa gavdim om rabbi yechanon. Zok Rashi, otu kula hanach yamu bika vistamnes loy zuhi kamelis, the huska beminion reshuyos, hokatoni ena loikus yachal loikus rabim, vemetzin, shwamri zoi shushlishi. Zog die Gemara, ki osser av dimi om Rabbi Yechanan, le nitzcha ele keren zov is asmuchel ishus rabbi. Meaning, when we say, when we're being moisif, after we're saying yam, and istavnis, and biko, though there are kamelis, we also moisif kamelis. What do you mean moisif kamelis? Zog die Gemara, le nitzcha ele keren zov is asmuchel ishus rabbi. So, we're talking about that it's coming to include a new type of case of a kamelis. For instance, if you have a row of homes, usually the row of homes, like on a regular block, are built all equally. And then in front of those homes is the thoroughfare go through. Let's say one of the homes, the architect was way off in his planning. And the home is built inward. It descends much further in. So really, the place of the thoroughfare in front of the home suddenly can really go in. It's because Be'etzem, his home is much more, it's recessed, it's back. So this area that's in front of this home that's out of place because it goes in, that is called a Keren Zoves Asmuch L'Shus Rabim. At the end of the day, it's really L'Shus Rabim, but it's a Keren Zoves, it's not a comfortable way of traveling. You don't travel and then suddenly go in and then follow that road. So that's called a Keren Zoves Asmuch L'Shus Rabim. The af agav the zimnin the dach kibeg abim. Even though on occasion people take a go there, if it's very heavy traffic, so people will take their cars or people that walk by foot will go there to evade the dachkas. So even though the zimnin the dach kibeg abim va'al gavo, but kevin lo nicha tashmishte. At the end of the day, it's not a comfortable way of traveling. It's off the road. You're veering off. So ki kamelis domi. So it has a din of a kamelis, and that's a chiddush. Va'ha kamelis. Even this area that is be'etzem keren zoves asmuchel shus rabim, that even though really it's treated like a shus rabim, lemais it's not, it's dachke rabim, so it's a din of a kamelis. It's rabbonu dekedin. Zogmok yosef avdimi omer b'yechnon. Now we're discussing other echatimtes where it's not such a noches deke ishtamshes. It's also called a kamelis. For instance, zogmok yosef avdimi omer b'yechnon bein amudin nidin ke kamelis. That means, if you have amudim in the middle of a rechava, you have poles, you have beams that are in the middle of a rechava. So people hang their wares on there. Sometimes even have tables that people sell their wares. Rechava is a public area. People, it's a market square. But if you have amudim in that market square, nidinka kamelis, that area, since it's not rabim that are dachik over there comfortably, because after all, it's an area that you can't just walk regular. You have to watch where you're walking. So it's nidik kamelis also. My timer. Avakav the dasi be'rabim. Even though people do actually step there and travel there, but kevin dole mistakel behadei. Since they go the mistakel on lehedya, they don't go there behedya because after all there's amudim there. Can't just walk there without looking. So emelik a kamelis damia. It has a din of a kamelis. Omer Reb Zeira, Omer Reb Yehuda, itztevo shelifnei amudim. This itztevo, which is this area that the merchants sell their wares on, this table that they place their stuff on, is also needed a kamelis. Zok diumaga lemando ma bein amudim. If you tell me that even bein amudim, which be'etzim people can walk, there's nothing stopping you from walking. It's just not so comfortable. It's a regular area. Nothing stopping you. It's still needed a kamelis. So koshken itzvah. For sure, in itzvah you can't walk. You can't walk on the table. It's mamash not a rishus rabim. You can't walk there. So for sure, that's a kamelis. So maybe only in itzvo you can't walk on the table that the merchants sell their wares. Obviously, that's not a rishus rabim. So that's la nicha tashmishtei. Ava bein amudim lemaisa, you could walk there. The nicha tashmishtei. So according to that man, the Omar that says itzvo is a kamelis, he holds maybe bein amudim is nicha tashmishtei and is a rishus rabim. Loi, that would not be considered a kamelis. Lishtachin another lishna. Ava bein amudim, meaning an itzvetaka is a kamelis because nobody walks in a place where the merchants sell their wares. But bein amudim, the zimnin the da'as be'rabim. Since on occasion people do walk there when the foot traffic gets very heavy, they veer off and they go bein amudim. So lemaisa it's kashus rabim damya. It's like a rishus rabim. Zogt Gemara, Omer Rabba Bashila, Omer Rav, Chizda, Levena Skufa, if you have a Levena, if you have a cement block, that Skufa, that's sitting up, Zogt Rashi, Levena Stam Levena, Or Kavroch for Gimel, meaning, usually a Levena, stomach is the width and the height is Gimel Tvachim, the Eila of Yashir, and there's no specific width to the size to the width. Yeshmen, obviously Yeshmen Dakar, some of them are wide, some of them are not. So if you have this Levena Skufa sitting upright in the Rishus Rabim, Vizorak V'toch B'Faneha, now you throw something that would stick if it falls on the top, it doesn't have to stick. If it lands like this on top, it doesn't have to stick. But if it lands over here on the side, it's only something that sticks. So in Amolig Tzayt, then what's stuck? If you have a Zagdrashi, if you have a Dvela Shmeina, or a Tit, something that sticks, a Dvela Shmeina, or a Tit, so then if it falls over here on the side, Chayev, then you consider that you're Chayev. Meaning, if you threw Dalet Ames, it's considered that it's Munach in the Rishus Rabim. Because after all, this Levena is sitting in the Rishus Rabim, and since it's sitting in the Rishus Rabim, it's considered like it's Munach in the Rishus Rabim, if it falls even on this, if it sticks even to the side of it. Because after all, so because it's within the Gimel Tvachim of the Karka, and it's in the airspace of that Rishus Rabim, because below it, if it falls on the side, below it is Rishus Rabim. Rishus Rabim is not Oilad Rukia. Rishus Rabim goes up to 10 Tvachim. So since it's in the airspace of Rishus Rabim, even though it's stuck to the Levena, which is not a Rishus Rabim, so because it's Gimel HaGimel, so it's a Karmelis maybe. But since the mice it fell
before now on the side,
so before now yichayev because considered in Rishus Rabim, yizork dal dam Rishus Rabim. Al gabo, if it falls on top of it, then you potter. Then you consider that it's not in. Then it's considered like a karmelis. Zok gemar abay v'rove damit avayu v'hu shegvoya shloisha. It has to be that the levain itself is gvoya shloisha, that it's not butter to the Rishus Rabim, the ledar selo Rabim. Because people don't step on it. What's called the Rishus Rabim? Rishus Rabim is the place that the Rabim walk. But if it's Gimel Tvachim, no one steps on a Levena, that's Gimel Tvachim. If it's less than that, you step on it. You ignore it. No pavement is exactly straight, especially in the olden days. You can have different areas that go up and down. But if it's Gimel Tvachim, then already you don't step on it. Then it's not a Rishus Rabim. Then you can be done. Then on top of the Levena is Taka Karmelis. Avol his mevihigi mashenkin thorns, even if it's not three tvachim tall, avakav the loygvi yishloisha, it's still not considered a place that people step on, because true a levena less than gimel people step on, because not all pavements are equal. But when it comes to thorns, you don't want to ruin your feet, you don't want to hurt yourself. Thorns people don't step on even if it's not gimel tvachim, so that would not be considered a rishus rabim.
It would be considered a makom ptur, even though it's less than Gimel Tvachim, those thorns themselves. But Lemaisa, it's a Mokum Ptur. People don't step over there. The Etzim Lomdas by Levena. The Levena, if it falls on the Mokum Mesuyim on the top, Munach on the top, so Mokum Mesuyim, so then it depends. If it's Dalet Tvachim in width, then it's a Karmelis. If it's less than Dalet, it's a Mokum Ptur. Mashekin on the side is not a Mokum Mesuyim. It's not a set place. So you down it like we're Zurich Dalet Ames Min Shus Rabim, because it's Munach, not in a Mokum Mesuyim, it's Munach in the airspace of a Shus Rabim. So then you take a Chayv, it gets a din of a Shus Rabim. Mashekin al Gabo, so then it's either a Mokum Ptur or Karmelis, depends if it's Dalet Tvachim or not. And likewise, the Gemara says, that's the Chiddush in Hizmi Vihigi too.
Bechir Barav Omar Afilu Hizmi Vihigi. That even Hizmi Vihigi is also considered a Rishus HaRabim, even though people don't step on it. Because the Maizah people sometimes do step on it. Aval Tzoya Loi. Nobody walks on Tzoya. Tzoya is not a Rishus HaRabim. Aye, it's not Gimel. Why would you not walk on it? You don't walk on places that are Gimel. You don't walk on Tzoya. Tzoya get minished. V'ashi Omar Afilu Tzoya. Rav Ashi says even Tzoya is needed like a Rishus HaRabim. So what's the Pshat in Rav Ashi? The Yisoida Dove is, so the Matcha says that you walk above it, you walk over it. Others say, the Rajba says, that Slamaisa, then at the end of the day, it's Pachas Megimel. Anything that's Pachas Megimel is love it to the Rishus Rabim. You don't have to physically walk on it. Meaning that's the Stodim in the Gemara. His maybe Higi, Tzoya, Levena. Is a Rishus Rabim a place that Rabim Adoris? Or is a Rishus Rabbim a place that's Pachas Megimel is bottled to the Rishus Rabbim? Because no Rishus Rabbim are equally straight. As long as it's loved, even Tzoyah, even if you don't physically walk on it, it's Ninan Kishus Rabbim. And that's a Chiddush Afilu Tzoyah.
So it comes out in Maskonas HaGemara, the three Shittas. Abaye and Rava both say that Levena, your potter, when it's Al Gaba, it's only when it's Gavoya Shloisha. So then, Loidar Sebe Rabbim. But if let's say it's less than Shloisha, even Al Gaba, it's considered that it's in the Rishus Rabbim and Yechayev. However, his Mevihigi, we say that even if it's not Gavoya Shloisha, since people don't step on thorns, so it's not needing Kishus Rabbim, but rather a Mokam Tur. On that, Chiba Rav says no, that even Vihiz Mivihigi, even though people don't usually step on it, it's still considered Erishus Rabim if they're not Gavoya Shloisha, because the Maisa, people could step on them if they're wearing shoes or sandals. Mashek and Soya, that's something that people don't step on because of choice. They don't want to step on something that's Mos. So even if they're not Gavoya Shloisha, the Maisa don't step on it, it's not called Erishus Rabim, it's a Mokum Tur. And on that, Ravashi says that even Soya, that's not Gavoya Shloisha, is also considered Rishus Rabim, and if you're Zerik on Chayv, it's on there, and it's Nochal Gabo, it's going to be Chayv. And to understand this Shita, there's Taka two Shitas in the Rishonim. The Rashba in Avodas HaKodesh says that the reason why Tzoy is Rishus Rabim is because of Midin Lovud. It's irrelevant if people step on it or not. It's Taka Mos, even in the Maskona. But Paul Pachs Migimel is Kalovudomi. And that's what the Mechabe Taka Pasch in Shin Mem Hey Yud, that it's considered Lovud, and it lands on Tzoy Yechayv, as if it falls in Rishus Rabim. The Motcha, in the end of Perek HaZeruk, he says the word is because Mifse Psi'alei. That means people step over it. They don't step in it, they step over it. That itself makes it like it's Munach in Rishus Rabim, because Rabim step, not in it, but over it. And that's what Ramo Taka brings, the way Machzah Shekel explains, in Shinun Hei Gimel, he passes like this Mordechai, that Tzoyah is Rishus Rabim, because people are medallic over it, so you have the Daras Rabim, because they go over it. The Maisid is a Yusorizik Akasha, the Rashba asks, that what's b'chal the hamin of the Gemara, that by his mevihigi, since it's thorny, people don't step on it, so it's not called the Rishus Rabim, even though it's Pachas Megimel, there's a Farish Gemara in Hamatzniah, he asks. The Gemara in Daf Tzadi Beis says that Moitzi Peres Lamata mi Shloisha, if you take Peres in your hand, Pachas Megimel, and you hold it Pachas Megimel b'yodoi, Yechayev, because it's lovud in the Rishus Rabim, from Rishus Yochet to Rishus Rabim, it's lovud. Now, the Yad, Frek the Rajma, is not a place that people are darsi. Nobody walks over a person's hand that's stretched out into the Rishus Rabim. So if we're saying the Havmin is, Loi darsi be Rabim, it doesn't make it a Rishus Rabim because people don't step on thorns, the Farish Gemara says that Yod HaShalodom, that's stretched out, is considered Pach Gimel, is considered Rishus Rabim. I, people don't step on people's hands. So we see, even if people don't step on something, it's poshut that it's Rishus Rabim. What's Bichlal the Hamin of the Gemara that his Mevihigi should not be Rishus Rabim? On that, the Rashba answers that his Mevihigi is different. Thorns are different than the hand of a person. Thorns are ma'akev, the hiluch of the Rabim. People don't walk in a thorny area. Masha'enken, a yad that's stretched out in the Rishus Rabim. True, at this moment, people are not going to walk on the person's hand, but the yad is not going to be cholik Rishus la'atzmoy. The Yad is not going to create a new Rishus that now it's not a Rishus Rabim. Fakert, it's bottled to the Rishus Rabim. That's Gufu, what the Din of Lovet says. Something that's only there, Lafi Shah. Something that's only there, Des Violin. That's only there, meanwhile. That's not going to be Chelik Rishus. And that, there's no Havamina that it's not going to be Chelik Rishus Rabim. And that's Taka bottled to the Rishus Rabim. And the Yad is Taka Lovet, B'tach Gimel, to the Rishus Rabim. And it has a Din of Rishus Rabim. And that's good for the Kamash Malon over here. That's what Rashba learns. It's Midin Lovud. That Pshat is that he's Mivihigi. At the end of the day, it's Taka, even though it's Ma'ak of the physical Drisus Rabim, you don't need the Drisus Rabim. It's not going to be Cholik Rishus because of the Din Lovud. Just what, in the Hamin, it was a tzat to say that it's Cholik Rishus, Mashenken Yad, which is only Lefi Shah, is not Cholik Rishus. But in the Maskona, we take an emon like Yad. Just like Yad, B'tach Gimel, it's bottled to Rishus and it's Lovud. That's the Kamashalon in his Mevihigi. So Ein Chanami, if someone throws and it lands Dalad Amis in Rishus Rabim on those his Mevihigi, you take an Bichayev for Zerik Rishus Rabim. We'll stop over here. Daf Zayin Omer Aleph, around 10 lines from the bottom. Omer Rabbi Dver Rav Shila Kiyosar Rav Dima Omer Rabbi Yechnon Ein Karmelis Pchuso Me'arba'o. It's a new sugya. We'll see that tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.